Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Farrell, can I get an ice cold beer?
Can we get him a cold, freshy shake out? Ooh. There you go.
Hey, man, I laid 200 on Clemson to cover that 32.5 last week. Paid off big time, so I went ahead and turned 100 for Wake Forest this week, giving up 34. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I don't actually think that Clemson will cover the number this week. I think Wake will give them a game. I don't think they're going to beat them by 40. Wake Forest scores too much, and they are a good football team. They've had a great season, and you cannot tell me that they're getting blown out by anybody. They're good. So their coach is being sought after, and he's a hot commodity. I think they have a shot to be in the game. I actually think it's going to be a great game. It's not going to be a 32-point blowout. I'm not buying Clemson this week. Clemson wins barely.
Think so? Well, you know, I thought the same thing until I read that Wake had lost their top two receivers. Both of them were out for the season.
Well, I mean, obviously that hurts them. So somebody else has to step up and make plays. So we'll see if that kills them. Or, you know, every time a guy gets injured, everybody runs from a bet, and they just complete, like the Lions. I get it that, you know, Stafford's not playing the day of, an hour before the game, you run from the bet. I get that. But, you know, I got to tell you, in college football, these teams are loaded with kids that they recruit and that they give scholarships to. They can all play. I think, you know, next man up, let's go. I'm not buying that, you know, a receiver goes down and the whole team's crippled because of it. I don't believe that. I think Clemson's way better than Wake. There's no doubt that they're better. But I think that, you know, frankly, that they won't take them seriously and that they'll go in there and handle their business and win the game. But I don't think they win big.
Yeah, I am. I think that Dabo sounded the alarm last week, and it started with NC State. He looked at everybody in the locker room and he said, "All right, guys, they don't think we're any good. Let's get going here." Pounded NC State. I think I will lay the 32 this week against Wake Forest. I think they will pound them too, and they will run roughshod through the rest of this week ACC all the way to the college football playoff.
Look, the thing is that NC State sucks.
I know.
And Wake Forest doesn't.
Well, I still think Clemson's a lot better than them, and they are now going to start playing, and they are going to pound them on Saturday. That's just where I'm at. I don't mind laying it.
So, they're 7-2. They're not the worst team in the world, and they score. They've scored 321 points. They're not Clemson, I'll give you that. But they are, all things being equal, they've done a really nice job. They're sitting in second in that Atlantic, and they have been, you know, in my view, really, besides maybe Virginia, I'll give you Virginia a little bit. I'm not giving you Pitt or Miami. I like the fact that Miami's turned it around and they're, you know, they've won six games. I like that. Virginia Tech has two. Virginia's won seven. I think Clemson, Wake, and Virginia are really the only, you know, good teams in the whole conference. And I think decent teams would be Vatech, Pitt, and Miami. That's just decent. Everybody else to me is fair to middling, average at best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.